hardly if you do.
13, 12, 16 is the number. It is time for self-serve checkout confessions. Christy Mercer, co-host of the Byron and Christy Show. What did you do over the weekend?
And look, I'm not proud of this, but when I did my supermarket shopping in Erin Affair yesterday, I bought a bunch of grapes. I bought a bunch of green grapes, but they are a lot more expensive than red ones, so I put them through as red ones.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm a thief, but, you know, I'm taking steps. No, not really.
You're not
just
really
admitting.
You're just getting, making radio out of it. It's actually worse. Mrs. X is on the line.
Hello.
Hello. The voice disguiser is now switched on. It wasn't there just when you said hello, but now it is, so no one will know what you sound like. Mrs. X, please confess.
Well, I'm sorry about it. I got to
You're kidding. We can't. Okay, the machine's busted. That's fine. The machine's actually broken.
I, as producer Nick, take full responsibility for all voice disguiser problems.
It's a prototype. We've really struggled there.
Oh, no.
We'll get back to it. Look, we've been thinking about this, and look, it's obviously not right. And so.
I know it's not right. I was never saying it was right. I know it's wrong.
So, what can we do to make it right?
Well, that I go back today. To where I bought the grapes, yep. Essentially stole a section of the grapes, and pay the difference.
I think that, you know what, I think that's a good message. Look, there'll be no one other than that person that tried to call through, but the voice disguiser kind of didn't quite work for us. There'll be other people who've done it but wouldn't dare call because, you know, yes, it's theft and it's not right. Christy has admitted to her mistake. She will go back. It's a green grape instead of a red grape.
I still did pay. But I know, but it is essentially still stealing.
It's a slight discount.
There would have been, a discount that I shouldn't have gotten. And you know what? I regret it.
Okay.
I do.
That's fine.
It was kind of a split decision.
Yeah.
I was under pressure.
Yeah.
And I did feel guilty. I did feel very guilty.
And you will go back and you will repay the difference.
But I've already eaten some of the grapes, so how does that work?
They don't want the grapes. Just repay the difference. Don't come back with grapes.
No, but I've got to go back with the grapes to be able to figure out the difference.
It does bring up another issue for another time, and maybe not even for this show.
Mm-hmm.
But when the supermarkets make a decision to get rid of staff to put in self-service checkouts, they do run that risk. Now, it's not right, but it doesn't happen when you've got a human being working behind a checkout. It can happen, not that it's right, when people are asked to be trustworthy and swipe at themselves. So that's their financial risk that they are taking.
Mm.
And, you know, it's just another thought. Anyway, refund.
Grape anyone?
See traffic.